We're on the telephone today with Iowa Agriculture Secretary Mike Naig. And Mike, several things I wanted to ask you about. We had yesterday the resignation of EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. That had everybody in the industry buzzing. Not totally unexpected, but give me your thoughts.
Yeah, right. I will tell you that Administrator Pruitt was a bit of a mixed bag when we look at his performance, certainly, as we look at some of the work that EPA did on regulatory reform and around things like Waters of the U.S. There were some positive things there, but as time went on, it became clear that the administrator was not supportive of renewable fuels, and just in how he administered the program and hardship waivers and things like that, and also the inability to get E15 taken care of, you know, after the president had requested it. So I think it's good news on the renewable fuels front to have Administrator Pruitt have his resignation in hand, and we look forward to working with the new leadership to see if we can move ahead on renewable fuels.
Also, big in the news, of course, is the tariffs, the trade war going on between China and the U.S. Those tariffs went into effect officially today. And boy, a lot of concern there in Iowa about soybeans and pork specifically.
That's right. And very much a top of mind issue as I travel the state, and as well it should be. Folks will, on one hand, say that they appreciate the fact that the administration is attempting to do something on resolving some of these trade issues that we've seen develop between the United States and China in particular over the last several years. And several administrations have tried and unsuccessfully to resolve those things. And so I think there's an appreciation that the administration is attempting to do something here. However, I think there is a deep concern, and I share this concern, that tariffs will have a negative impact on our markets. And we're seeing that play out here now, and that's unfortunate when agriculture is the target of retaliation. So our message has been and will continue to be that we urge the administration to move quickly to resolve this situation. We need to get the Chinese to the negotiating table and to fix some of these issues, and hopefully we can restore some more normal trading relations.
Yeah, you know, the national media is, I guess, kind of portrayed this as people that supported Trump. He's turning his back on them. But I am surprised, as I talk to farmers, yet how many of them are still pretty supportive of what the president's trying to do on some of these long, festering trade issues.
That's right. And I hear that when I travel the state. I've been to 60 counties here in the last few months, and it's a great time to travel the state with county fairs and connect with Iowans and ag businesses. And we absolutely hear that folks appreciate that there's an attempt being done. You know, we look back and think in the ag space, certainly biotech trade approvals and blocking beef imports into China, and we know about the intellectual property abuses that China has conducted here, and so there are things that need to be resolved, and we've got to hold our trading partners accountable. So absolutely, there's an appreciation for that. But again, very, very real is the impact of that retaliation when it comes targeted at agriculture and products that specifically are of great concern to Iowa, like soybean and pork.
All right. Also wanted to ask you about your recent announcement, your annual announcement, I guess, of cost share funding that is available for conservation practices in the state. And I note here you have, $7.8 million to work with this year?
That's right. And so, each year with the new fiscal year beginning July 1, we have new cost share dollars available. And so we just announced this week that those cost share dollars are available in county conservation offices across the state. And we also are reminding folks that, hey, this is a great opportunity. We've seen some heavy rainfall across parts of Iowa, certainly in the northern tier of counties. And this is a good time to maybe go out and look at some fields with a fresh set of eyes and look where some of that water ran and see if there's something that could be done from a conservation standpoint. So encouraging folks to look at those things and, again, go into your county conservation office if you'd like to participate in one of those programs.
Yeah, you mentioned the flooding and the situation there in northern Iowa is pretty dire in some places with all the rain they've received and crops being damaged there. And it really points out the importance again of a strong safety net as we look at the next farm bill.
It really does. And farmers are used to dealing with risk and mitigating that risk, whether it be weather or marketplace. And that's where some of this additional uncertainty really just is not helpful, right, with these with policy questions around trade and renewable fuels. It's farmers have enough to deal with the traditional, the normal things like weather variability. And we absolutely have seen that across the state this year with very wet and very cool start up in northwest, north central Iowa, and even some dryness as we look down to south central and southeastern Iowa. So a lot of variability across the state. And again, I think it's great to it's a great point that we need risk management tools like a healthy crop insurance program. And so that's important, too, to make sure that we can get a farm bill across the line here in a timely manner.